Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Venice International Film Festival, and today we're talking about Anomalisa by Charlie Kaufman and Duke Johnson, and now with the producer, Rosa Tran. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So Rosa, as I was telling you before starting the interview, we want to know the producer point of view on this film production, and I want to take advantage of your presence here to know more about producing a stop motion. So first of all, how did you start? When did you get on board on this project?
I started at the beginning with Duke. He got a hold of the script from Dino Stamatopoulos, and he came to me and he said, "Do you want to work on a Charlie Kaufman film?" And I said, yeah. I was like, of course. You know, I jumped at the idea because it was so incredible. I mean, it's Charlie Kaufman. And so we just started. We started on the Kickstarter together. We started on the production. We've done everything together. And what was really difficult was just kind of the execution of it all. Because, you know, the style of animation and the way it looked and the way the puppets looked, it hasn't been done before. And, you know, you call other people who produced other movies and you kind of ask for help and advice, and they're like, "Oh, well, we've never done that before." And so you're just on your own. And so it was just trial and error. You know, we got the 3D rapid prototyping machine, and we had a tough time figuring it out, and we asked for advice, and eventually you just kind of have to keep trying until you get it right. So we just kept on going, and working out these individual processes of, like, laying down the hair and, you know, creating a look for the puppets that would actually work. Like, you know, Lisa's hair, you know, it covers her face, but how can you create that for stop-motion animation without creating so much work for the animators? And so the piece that actually covers her scar is actually a removable piece. So anytime the animators are changing the face plates of the brows and the mouths, they have to pull out her hair and then change her brow change her brow and then place the hair back and put it back into place. And they are so talented and they make it look so seamless, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, the most difficult thing for me to imagine was that compared to other stop motion animation film, but animation films in general, I mean, this was a very different and most difficult task, because the animation in this case is a device in a certain way to communicate a message that it's even more real and realistic than it would ever be with real actors or real human beings. So it's a huge also responsibility.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the directors wanted it to be photorealistic. They wanted it to be as real as possible. Nothing cartoony whatsoever. And, you know, I came from, you know, Robot Chicken and Adult Swim stuff. And these are, like, huge movements and like, you know, people shooting each other and, like, vomiting. So it's, like, you know, this huge transition from making caricatures to making real-life actors out of these puppets. And it is mostly the directors just kind of guiding the whole process along, like, just not compromising their view. Like, this is what we want, this is what we want. And the only thing that we, you know, that had been exaggerated are the puppets' eyes. They're made a little bit bigger just so that it's easier to move. And the hands were a little bit bigger just so that they're easily to manipulate things.
And Jennifer Jason Leigh just told me that the weirdest thing was that she felt awkward and a bit, especially during the sex scene, because as it appeared to me, as I felt it, she felt it, it was so intimate that she said, we weren't touching, we were fully dressed, like distanced from each other, and still I had the feeling that I was doing something, you know? And that's amazing. I mean, did you work on that? Especially, I want to know about the sex scene and the shower scene, which are the most realistic for me, because it would be very difficult to see a scene so realistic with real actors.
Yeah. So in animation, for stuff that's so realistic and the directors have such a specific vision, we shoot a lot of reference videos. So a lot of times it'll be an animator will go home and stand in his shower, and I mean fully dressed, and like go through the movements and work it out. Or the director will go get a towel and he'll shake it out to see what it looks like. And in the case of the sex scene, we actually had to hire two actors. And they came in and they were directed. And they took off their clothes and they went through the entire movement. And so we shot it about 8 times as a reference video. And then the directors sat in a room and they cut it together. And then with that video, the animators have something to reference. And that's how you get something so realistic as when he pulls down the sheets, you know, and how the clothes come off. It's like, how do you figure that out? In animation, you have to think of everything, you know. It's like when there's live actors, they will do all those things. Pull down the sheets, move the pillows, just automatically take off their clothes. But how do puppets do it? How do people do it? And you don't really think about those things because you just do it every day. But in animation, every little detail needs to be sorted out, especially in stop motion. And for such a low budget movie, you only have one chance. So you got to get it right.
What's the most difficult thing about producing stop motion animation films? And what was the most difficult thing in this film?
I think it was just time. You know, it's always time. It's like you always want to give the directors what they want because, you know, it's their movie. It's their creative vision. And you're so excited because they've got a vision and you want to help them get it. And so it's any chance we had, we were like, okay, let's go for it. Let's go for it. Let's go for it. And trying to not sacrifice their creative vision was like, you know, was my biggest goal. It's costly, you know. You have to figure out different ways to, where else can you cut a corner to give the directors what they want. But the biggest, that was probably the hardest thing was during the whole animation process is just trying to get the performances for the directors as best as they want and just give them as many chances.
Why do you think you had to use Kickstarter to finance a film? What do you think that it was difficult to get, you know, all the money on board for the project? Do you think that people were skeptical about, the mixing of Charlie Kaufman style of writing and a stop-motion animation film?
Yeah, I mean, I think this movie would be hard to get financing for. And that's what we all thought. And even when we launched the Kickstarter, we didn't think that we would make anything. You know, we didn't think we would meet our goal. And so, you know, we had printed out these 15,000 postcards, I think, and we went down to Comic-Con, backpack filled. And we were standing on the corner handing out these cards and getting kicked out of all these different places. And, you know, people were already backing us. And it was, you know, Charlie has fans out there. But I think this movie would have been really difficult to get off the ground. It's hard to convince other people to see your vision.
But you managed, and I'm so glad you did.
Thank you so much. It's been a tough journey for all of us.
Rosa, thank you so much. And good luck with the film. I really hope to meet you again.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.